Yo, it's your boy D Trainer. What's going on?
D Trainer, what's going on?
What's happening?
Who else I got in the locker room?
Dre all day.
All right. So this episode, like I said, we're gonna make it quick and short because March has a lot going on. So this episode today is called Chapter 3. So I'm going to start off right now. March is actually important because it's Women's History Month. So I'm going to drop a couple facts to you about the Women's History Month. So when Women's History Month, it was actually a day, which was March 8th. It was called International Women's Day, March 8th. So it's just basically we recognizing for the whole month of March, which we should be recognizing every day, all day.
But oh, yeah.
Recognizing, you know, to remind ourselves the accomplishments of what the women went through over the years. For our, you know, to our culture and society. And also the theme for this year for women is choose to challenge, and their color is actually purple for this year.
That's what's up.
So yeah, that's what's up. I have to give it to the women. Like I said, we should be recognizing them every day, all day. all the time.
Oh yeah.
So the question I'm gonna pose to you all is, who was your, or do you have any women influencers in your life?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm gonna first say this too. March is important as well because it's my birthday too. So not only is it appreciation, it's my little turn up month. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I turned 37 up in this thing. But anyway, back to the question though. My biggest woman influencer, I mean, we could say moms all day, but I'm about the box, and I'm going to say my older sister, who battled with breast cancer 2 years ago, persevered through all of that, went through her treatments, and to this day now, she's going on 2 years strong of being cancer-free, back at her boss status of guidance counselors for the whole district in the Hillsborough County region. And not only that, you know, she's an entrepreneur herself, so she's doing big things, definitely bossing up and leveling up, and she's definitely one of my biggest influencers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Dre all day?
Yeah, I got to go with the cliches. Definitely going to be my mom and my grandma. She had me and my brother young, so we had to, definitely struggle a little bit. I mean, I remember Christmases where she had to work like 2 and 3 jobs just to get us stuff. You know what I mean? And then, you know, my grandma also there for support as well. And there's a lot of, you know, my values come from them. So, you know, I can't help but give them praise. So,
Right.
Definitely. Like I said, women, we tend to be strong all the time. And as you said, Dre, all day, you know, a lot of times those Christmas gifts, the food on the table, you know, long as it was there, you never knew how I got there, you know. So definitely with the women that was busting they behind, you know, to get where they at today, you know, right now, you know, the women are definitely being recognized even more. We have a VP, you know, president of the United States as a woman now.
Come on now.
Definitely time is changing, you know, and definitely we got other female leaders a lot of places that we wouldn't even be thought of or even mentioned or looked at, you know.
Right.
So now these equalities, you know, and we being equal to the men.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, my influencers in my life, like I said, is definitely, you know, of course, the moms first. You know, she's my number one supporter on anything I got going on.
Right.
As well as, you know, and I also, my aunt is a testimony story, like because, like I said, she had cancer. She went through chemotherapy. It was, you know, gone. But when her daughter passed away at 46, it came back, but she was still a trooper. She hanged on, and she's still working to the day. She's still living. And one thing she always told me is she don't think she's sick.
Right.
And I think that's her way to keep it pushing, And like I said, she's in her late 60s now, going on 70. And so I just praise her a lot because, you know, when I'm feeling like I'm lazy, I don't know what, I got to think of other people that, you know, that's right. in the worst boast to me. So definitely, like I said, every day, you know, we should recognize a woman anyway, because it's, you know, we go through a lot, you know, even with the women that got kids, either one, two, or three, or even one, and they trying to hustle and bustle with the job and childcare, you know, even if they're, you know, especially for single parents, or even with a family, you know, you still got to make moves. You got to, you know, you always got to have your head on the swivel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I definitely recognize women every day, all day, as much as I can. So Women's History Month is really up to March 31st. But like I said, recognize some women every day.
Every day, every single day.
So, you go. 365.
We actually, because like I said, it's a lot of things in March. We got daylight savings, which, you know, spring forward, fall back.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, we got changes, change the time again, which also we fallen into Nutrition Awareness Month. Nutrition Awareness Month is basically just, it's a focus on the importance of making good food choices and developing a good eating and physical activity habits. And guess what? I got a theme for y'all. It's personalize your plate.
I can dig that.
I'm going to pose this question. Now, I noticed everybody has, you know, these little, I'm going to say, little things they like to say, you know, spring forward, fall back, you know, fall back into fitness. But have you noticed anybody falling back into fitness right now?
I'm going absolutely not on that one, boy. It's, you know, you see people all the time, man. Like I say, either I'm training somebody or you're going to the gym. And, you know, people say a whole lot of stuff, man. But at the end of the day, I'm clocking them. I'm watching them. You know what I'm saying? I got my eyes on them. And you can see, you know, they ain't about that stuff they talk about, you know. So, you know, they have all these cliche, you know, things, like you said, you know, fall back, spring forward. And, you know, they still unorganized, still jacked up, still doing things backwards. And you try to, you know, help them out. But, man, sometimes you just got to throw it at the top. Like, you know what, man? If you ain't got it by now, you just ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? So
they're gonna wait two weeks to summertime. They're gonna be there to tell you they gotta lose like 40 pounds.
Oh yeah,
you
know? That's that old cliche too. Summertime's fine, right? Summertime.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've been sitting out so well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm like, okay, you know, but yeah, definitely personalize your plate. And if anybody don't know, that's just basically, you know, disproportionate that food, you know, you can't be grubbing too much and then like you said, getting in the gym and doing nothing.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. Did you find anybody? No?
Hey, nah, man, I really can't speak for nobody else, but you know, for me, I'm actually on a 38-day streak right now.
What?
As far as,
come on,
I'm getting it. But see, the thing about it is, for me, is the personalizing your plate. Now, that's the problem that I got right there. So, you know, I like to eat. So, you know, I got to balance out that workout. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, I don't even really call it cheat days no more. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even a cheat day. If I'm going to eat this this steak or this hamburger, I know I'm going to have to get my behind off of that gym.
All day.
You know, to me, like, I started something for this month in March, you know, just, you know, the awareness thing. So I got a goal where every day I'm tempting, I always walk, jog, or run 1 mile.
Yeah.
And that's just on the side of me doing a workout or, you know, training everybody else. So it's just, you know, personal little goals that, you know, you try to set for yourself to better yourself. And like I said, it's awareness, because we still have a lot of these things out there. You know, I don't know if we on the 18th strand of COVID. I don't know what we got, if it left when it came from the Super Bowl.
Right.
Atlanta probably got it now. I don't know if they got going on. Is the vaccine really working or not?
You know, that's
I'm hearing about the killer bees now. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah. I was trying to better myself, with the health and, you know, to try to do as much as I can to keep my immune system and be healthy. Absolutely. So I can, you know, pass through all this so I can get to the summertime.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, that personalized plate, you know, we have to just give and take.
Yeah, that's a big deal, though, man. That's a big deal because as much as you're out there exercising or training or however you want to chop and screw it up, you just gotta you have to replenish what you just right. got rid of, you know what I mean? So it's a happy medium that people got to really tune in and understand that part of your body and how it works, man.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. So moving along, because like I said, March got everything going in March. So we come up to another, I guess, special day, probably like across the world, which is March 17th, called St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yep.
Leprechaun Day.
people still believing in, you know, if you don't wear green, you get pinched. Are you looking at leprechauns and gold, pot of gold hopping around?
Man, I wish the Joker would come over to my pinch. Me ain't got no green, no. Man, I'm going to give Mary Bitter this 245 pounds. I'm trying to tell you, man. You better go on. Okay. Call the street that stuff, man.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say it in a professional way. Hey, please don't touch me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I know in Tampa, Florida, they have a river. They call it River Walk. They actually dye the river green.
That's crazy.
So, and a lot of the bars, you know, restaurants, they actually have green beer. I mean, they put up a big deal about this, you know. I mean, like I said, I don't see no leprechaun breakdancing and stuff, you know. I didn't even see the pot of gold. I didn't even really see if it's there.
Oh,
but,
man.
You all right. Know,
that's so, something to see there.
I have, you know what? I do have a shirt kind of similar to what you're saying. Because I always just say, strangers shouldn't be touching me anyway.
That's it.
So don't even think about it. Don't even pinch me. Don't do nothing.
Come on,
just wave at me and keep it pushing.
That's
just,
right.
Yeah, I'm not a happy camper like that. You coming up there and pinching me because I don't have no green on. Yeah, that's no.
Yeah.
Don't play games like that. That's like a black female, you know, with a black female about their hair. Don't touch their hair.
Don't touch their hair. Don't touch their hair. Man.
Yeah, so. But have you seen anything, Dre, all day? Anything with this leprechaun day, you know?
Man, I ain't been pinched like that since elementary. So, you know, I don't know about all that kind of stuff. And then as far as... that's about as close as I get right there. So, I'm really not into it like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's like 5 o'clock somewhere. But you know already know what's gonna happen St. Patrick's Day, especially you know, where we're at, and shoot up in Boston, you know they be getting it on, every year.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Well, you know, March 17th this year falls on a Wednesday, so whatever they do, they need to keep it safe. But I'm gonna need they have to butt back at work.
Exactly.
So they can do whatever they want to do with green.
Right.
And, you know, and all the festivities, but keep it safe and actually, you know, show back up at the work on Thursday.
On time.
Right, on time.
That part. Don't drink that coffee, man, and get yourself together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So, you know, like I said, March, you know, definitely has so much going on, but those are like the basic things. And like I said, March is really going by quickly because if you look at the time and you know, the date, we are already halfway through.
Yeah.
You know, so always just like to say this, you know, while you living, do it while you young, do it while you living, be the best version of you.
Yeah.
And I'm actually gonna see where we contact you all at.
Okay, cool beans. Well, you can reach me at on IG at D_trainerfitness for all your nutritional guidelines of exercises that work for you, what may not work for you, and just overall help with what your fitness goals is.
All right. Dre All Day, where we can find you at?
Well, you can find me on IG, Dre_AllDay24. Get your motivational quotes, your inspirational quotes, and little shots of my little girl model in the making.
That part.
Hey, you gotta have a young boss lady of new around here.
Oh, they
know.
Myself, well, we actually missed an our family member. You know, shots out to old Rennie.
Rennie, we miss you, man.
Create more, you know, but we got you. We got you.
We got you. We held you down.
Definitely, with me, I always would say Google me, but no. I would go with IG, Coach Vita, COACAVITA, is Coach Vita. And like I said, I just dropped a apparel line, and it's 10% off because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Come on now.
10% off right now. I just sold out of my waist trains. You know, I got to get everybody waist snatched. So,
come through, entrepreneur.
That was the last thing. yeah. You know, I got to always create something. You know,
that's
I
got
to create it and make it work for myself first and sell it. Yep.
There you go. There you go.
And then, you know, of course, Sling Health After 25 is still the book. You can find all the health tips, you know, actually is for men and women on all platforms. Of course, Coach Vita Podcast, you know, joining, you know, in the locker room with the crew.
That's it.
Is on all platforms, you know, Google, Apple, iHeartRadio. So basically, like I said, don't sleep on the brand on Q Fitness, and don't sleep on me, Coach Vita. Don't sleep on the trainer. Don't sleep on Dre All Day. And also, we're going to definitely, I ain't singing no happy birthday to the trainer.
Oh,
but his birthday is in March.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
His birthday is in March. So
oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
I'm going to leave you on this note right here. My spiritual and faith has taught me to embrace the things I can't change and turn them into opportunity. Meditation and prayer have given me the wisdom and awareness that I will need. So, you have been listening to Coach Vita Podcast with the crew in the locker room. Thanks for joining us and have a great Friday.